The Gemara, in our Gemara, introduces that any few words in a pasuk needs to be mesurta. Yet the Gemara Menachos highlights that mezuzah needs sirta. And all the Rishonim are struggling with this issue of why would you need a bezunder halacha l'mishmi Sinai by mezuzah? Typically, it's just Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Wherever Rabbi Yitzchak learned it out, maybe Rabbi Yitzchak had halacha l'mishmi Sinai also, but sounds like the Gemara Menachos is signaling out only mezuzah and mezuzah only. So this led the Rabbi Tam to tell us that yes, the real classic din sirtut b'chol shura v'shura is only found by mezuzah. Not only that, but it doesn't even exist by Sefer Torah. And that which the Gemara Megillah learns out that a Megillah's Esther needs sirtut kamito shel Torah, zokta Rabbi Tam, don't think what Rashi says in Megillah that it means a Sefer Torah. It rather means Amita Shel Torah is a signal to mezuzah, and he explains why. Why is mezuzah Amita Shel Torah? But it's mezuzah only. And that's why a Megillas Esther is linked to a mezuzah and needs sirtut b'chol shur v'shur. I agree, Zokter Rebbe Tam, that there is a lower level of sirtut that I'm being machadish that would exist from our Gemara in Gittin and Davov from Rabbi Yitzchak. That would mean that that there has to be a shur el yoina that needs sirtut, but it doesn't mean the sirtut that you thought it meant, b'chol shura b'shur. Last week, we pointed out that not everyone agrees to the Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, there are Rishonim that write b'feirish, the Rambam passes b'feirish that a Sefer Torah needs mezuzah, needs sirtut. And Rashi, we pointed out, also said that Sefer Torah was included in sirtut. Yet they were sensitive to the kasha of Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam held, Gemara Menachos somehow is signaling out, mezuzah. So on that, the Ramban shed light within the world of Rashi, right? Within the world of Rashi, that's not a problem. That for some reason you would have thought mezuzah was out. So therefore, the halacha l'mishmi Sinai needs to plug it back in. There was an added halacha l'mishmi Sinai to tell us by mezuzah that you need it. Either because you would have learned the kal v'chomer from tefillin, like the Ramban in the first day says, or because you would have linked, says the day, second day, that only things that are nitan likrois by, that sirtut is a function of kriya, and that's why both tefillin and mezuzah intuitively are out. And if you want to plug mezuzah back in, so you need a special halacha l'mishmi Sinai. But that's the reason why the Gemara wants to single out the Menachos on Daf Lamed Beis that Hilchos of mezuzah tzricha sirtut. But fundamentally, bottom line, according to Ramban, when he navigates these kashas and he presents that mezuzah is the chiddush and needs an additional halacha l'mishmi Sinai to teach you sirtut, it comes out that Ramban might hold that there is only one din of sirtut against Rabbeinu Tam that invented mikoach this kasha two dimensions of sirtut. The kasha that I left off with you was from the Tosis in Soita. Tosis in Soita and Yud Zayin of Beis. What's going on over there? The Gemara is presenting certain dinim of the parshiyos of Soita that have to be written up. Ultimately, they are going to be destroyed in the Me'am Ma'arim. And the halacha is that it has to be written with certain dinim, like a Sefer Torah. So says Rashi, Kosev ki igeres is psula. So Rashi means that the Megillah Soita needs sirtut. Says Rashi, why does the Megillah Soita need Sirta? What does Rashi say in Soita? And remember? Because the Torah calls it a Sefer. And anything that's called a Sefer follows the dinim that it needs Sirta. Fractisus over there in Soita, what do you mean? Why do you need to become this new drasha because it's called a Sefer? Just rely on the regular din of Rabbi Yitzchak. You're writing words of Torah. So if you're writing words of Torah, what? Avadi, you have to be Mesarta. So Tosis rejects Rashi. But then Tosis has a possible suggestion for Rashi. Did anyone see what Tosis suggested for Rashi? How to learn that Gemara? So Tosis, perhaps Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara in Gittin, is not sufficient. Why is the Gemara in Gittin not sufficient? Perhaps all Rabbi Yitzchak's coming to tell us is what? Is that it's usher for you to write Torah without Sirtin. But I have another halacha. I'm not just writing notes for Shir right now. I'm not just writing down a piece of paper, some sukkah. I need something to what? To be able to fulfill Megillah Saita. Means I need what? I need to be kosher. There's no halacha that Jeremy has to ask me already, is this kosher? Well, I wouldn't even know how to respond to that. Rebbe, are my notes kosher? What does that even mean? Jeremy was going to ask me, if I write down Torah, is it usher for me to write out what's here? Torah is a mutter. Once he wrote it down, like, there's nothing to talk about, right? There's no bidyevin kosher and possible. Masha Enkin, when you're talking about the parsha of Saita, you have a wife that cheats on her husband, and now we were not sure about it, and now we have to check out if there's nus over here, and we don't have any edim to rely on what. So we need the parsha of Megillah Saita to be a kosher a parsha. So perhaps the drasha of Rashi is coming to tell us what? That not only is it usher, but it's possible. That's what the Tosfos suggests in Rashi's court to defend Rashi from Tosfos Kasha of why don't you just blame it on our Gemara and not learn it out from this new source of Sefer. Which, by the way, is interesting, Rabbi Yisai. Would that be able to maybe answer the Rishonim's Kasha in Gittin? Why do you need Halacha Mosh Misyanayin Mezuzah? Why do we have to single out? Perhaps the Halacha Mosh Misyanayin would be that Mezuzah's puzzle even B'dieved? Is that a possibility? And by everywhere else, it's just an Isser L'chadchila? Interesting. Maybe. Yeah, Daniel.
Can I not assume that if Rashi says that it's usher, then it also be puzzle?
Huh? Rashi never talks about usher or puzzle.
No, the perhaps answer that...
The perhaps answer of Tosis is that our Gemara in Gittin is usher, and the Gemara in Saita is telling us that it's puzzle. Rashi never told us. This is all suggestion to get it out of the kasha of Tosis.
With that suggestion, isn't it that...
Everything is usher is puzzle?
Yeah, can I
no,
assume that?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You can never assume that. You have this in the Torah all the time, right? The Gemara says, Shina alav hakasav la'akif. In order for things to be ma'akif, you need the Torah to tell you so. How do you know it's, but something can be usher, but it's not possible, right? I violated an isser, right? Who says that it's possible? The Torah tells us it's possible also. Just because you're over an issa doesn't mean it's possible. Rabbi Yisai, give me 1 second. But then Tosis says something fascinating. And remember that, Rabbi Yisai. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara ever say anything about Sirtut by Sota? What did the Gemara say? Kosav ki igeris. Rashi assumed that means Sirtut. That's not shocking that Rashi assumed that means Sirtut. Why is it not shocking that Rashi assumed that means Sirtut? Because Rashi, in Menachos, also learns that if you write the mezuzah ki'igeres, it's possible because of Makan Sirtut. And what does Rashi say in Menachos? What's the source? On that din, on that line, Kosav ki'igeres? Oh. Xerishava. The Gemara. The Gemara says Xerishava, right. Good. Fine, good. So Rashi is consistent that anytime the Gemara says Kosav Ki Igeres, what that means is a code word for Sirtut. But now Tosis and Menachos really gets upset. Now Tosis and Menachos is not even defending Rashi anymore. Comes along Tosis and Menachos and says, what? Kosav ki geres is learned out from what? Ksiva, Ksiva, right? Is that the Gzera Shava? Ksiva, Ksiva from?
Sefer Krisus.
From Sefer Krisus to Mezuzah, Ksavtem, right? A Gzera Shava, they're telling you what? That you need what? On Mezuzah, you need what?
Sirtut.
Frektois is a bomb kasha, Rabbi. Everyone should have this kasha. Frektoisis, Rashi, you make no sense. Why does Rashi make no sense? Yeah. No. Because you go five lines up, the Gemara knows the Gemara says, "Alok much misinai." Is that a gzeira shava? Rashi, me neyu beir, Rabbi, you say you want menachas at the pella. What in the world is going on over here?
Maybe there are two Tosfos like that on the page.
Okay.
Like, I think the one that was quoted from the Gemara that was on the Mar Makolos was not the one that you're talking about. There's a Kasva Tosfos, like the. Not, there's a Kasva Tosfos on the
I didn't put this
page.
On the Mar Makolos?
No, you did. There was another Kasva Tosfos.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the one that like, I read both of them.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. Rabbi, this is Tosfos Menachas Kasha. Did everyone see this Tosfos? No? Truth is, you don't even need to see Tosfos to ask this kasha. You should do. Maybe I bedavka did that trick. However, this is a posha kasha Rashi. Rashi's merap sinigri. I don't understand what's going on with Rashi. How could Tosfos says kosav ali geres? What does it mean? Has no shaychus to sirtut. Moritz talking about a new psul mezuzah that a guy was not makbid about. The vavs in chaseris and yaseris and certain words that we don't know, and we have to be makbid, and it's rabim or it's yachid or it has an extra os that you have to be makbid on the way you write in your letters. You can't write it keigaris. What does it mean? Cause of keigaris. Don't write this like hey Joe, like a text message. Don't write it like an igaris. Don't write it like a stupid letter. This is a real deal. This is a mezuzah. No sheikh. Where do we learn sirta? We learn sirta in the five lines before, up in the Gemara. That's a bomb kasha. That's a bomb kasha. Hold these kashas. But Rabbi, I left off on Thursday with a strong, strong kasha from Kiveger. Because after Tosfos defends Rashi in Soita, on what he says, kosva ki igeres, that perhaps Rashi could be distinguished between an iser versus a psul. Then Tosfos raises a suffix. He says, you know what? I want to know, if I would write this Megillah Sota, and then I would not have sirtut at the time, and then I would add in the sirtut afterwards, I have a suffix, maybe it would be good. Frechter Kiveger, he doesn't understand how Tosfos in the Sota could even posit such a possibility. Why can't he understand? Why can't he even posit such a possibility? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, because it's a beferish, a Gemara Menachos. What's the Gemara Menachos? Everybody says, you got to know this Gemara Baal Peh. The Gemara Menachos says that what? That how do you know that if a Sefer Torah and Tefillin get worn out, that you can't recycle, you can't use it for. Yeah, it's garnished. It's all optics. This is all Alma de Shikra. This is Facebook right here. It's garnished. It's all imaging, marketing. Right. Oh, at least we have a heater in the room. Rabbi, take this back. I'm not ending. Right? How could you say that sirta is going to work la'achar? La'achar miken. Hallel, the Gemara says if you have a Sefer Torah or Tefillin Shabalu that got worn out, can I use it for a mezuzah? Can I recycle it for a mezuzah? So the Gemara says, no, you can't. Why can't you? Zok de'elik Gemara menachat daf lamed beis min aleph. Because why? Because malam mekoydesh vei maridin. Because mezuzah is on a lower level, and therefore what? You know, I got rocked in the. I'll tell you on Purim. So the mezuzah is on a lower level. When I was in Rosh Chodesh years, I used to talk a lot in Rosh Chodesh. So they in Purim spiel, the whole spiel, they were destroying me, and it was mamish this thing. I spoke yeshivish English. So
So it's like this low reliable, you know, I don't even know what I just did. Like, you know, like an oy in the English. So Schechter was on the floor. So this is hilarious. It was very fun. It was one of my best friends. He was mamish destroying. But it was very good. So it was years ago. This was like mamish. This was like mamish been
15
years. No, 20. 20 years ago.
Kept 20 soon.
Yeah.
36.
Thanks. Yeah. So the big birthday this year. Big birthday.
21.
30.
You guys know about the big birthday, right? I told you.
The video.
What's the video? Oh, I sent the video, yeah.
Have you were in Smicha at age 20?
I don't think I was in Smicha yet.
Oh, this is just in his
shir. I think I was just in his shir. I was before Smicha, I was already, yeah. But I was in shir for, I think, when I was 20. Okay, so Frechter Rekiveger Kasha, why didn't the Gemara just say, we'll fill in the sirtid afterwards? It's not a problem for mezuzah, right? What did the Gemara say? Sorry. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Ma'alim Mekodesh Ve'emirin. Ask the Gemara Kasha, what do you need the din of Ma'alim Mekodesh Ve'emirin? The reason why you can't use a Sefer Torah that got worn out, or tefillin that got worn out for mezuzah, is not because of Ma'alim Mekodesh Ve'emirin. It's because you need sirtid. And for the Gemara, it's machlokes tanoim. Some tanoim hold it, some tanoim don't hold it. Sirta by mezuzah.
Didn't the Gemara say that if you do it, it works? And then it said, what about sirta?
No, I don't think so.
No, Tosfos said that.
No, Tosfos entertained that. I don't know.
What words was the Gemara going
on? Where?
On days of days.
Gemara says tanoim.
It's referring.
Gemara says tanoim. It's machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara, so Frechter Kiveger Akasha, what do you mean? If you hold what? If you hold that you could do it afterwards, like Tyson said, the Tyson said is right. So why is Gemara asking Akasha? Why is Gemara asking Akasha? Elamai Tyson said is wrong. Kiveger blibes shver on Tyson. Kiveger blibes shver on Tyson, but it's a Tyson. Tosis knew the Gemara Menachos. This sug is getting creepy, man. What's going on over here? This is a Gemara. Like, Rashi's here that make no sense. These are not like bomb kashas. These are like, just open the, read five lines above Rashi, and you just learned there's Allah Komosh Vesinai for mezuzah. Tosfos is like skipping a Gemara Menachos. What's going on over here? This is going to make me lose sleep. What's going on over here? So it's interesting, Isaac and Ian brought a Rashash in Menachos that said a fascinating teretz. He said, no, you can't learn that you'll be misartid afterwards over there. Why? Because Rashash is Mechadish that at the time of Ksiva, the words needed to be nitan lesirtut. But when it was written, it was what? It was a sefer Torah. It was tefillin. It wasn't nitan lesirtut. So mela there, sirtut won't even work afterwards. Okay, it's a chiddush. But Rabbi Kiveger is assuming not like that. Rabbi Kiveger is saying, if Tosfos and Saita is right, so just be mesartid afterwards. And by the way, how would the Rashash, what would Tosfos and Saita say? Why are you able to, let's say Lafi the Rashash, right? You need to be Nitan Lasirtut at the time of Ksiva, right? So why don't I need Nitan Lasirtut at the time of the Ksivas Megillah Saita?
It was right, but it wasn't.
You're saying it was right. Uh-huh. It was right for Sirtut, and then right, that's true. Good. So you're saying, as long as it's roi for sirta, that's what Tosfos and Saita meant, you could put it in afterwards. The problem was that when these things were written, they were written for another entity. They were written for what? They were written for tefillin. They were written for mezuzah. So I just said to them, I thought the Rabbeinu Tam held not like that. Because if that would be the case, why would Rabbeinu Tam have to say, oh, and by the way, no one is mesarte tefillin because what? Because it's hedyot. Just say a much more simpler reason. Say it's because it's not nitan. It's just not nitan l'sertit. It's not going to help you to be m'sertit tefillin. At that time, it's not neat. The halacha doesn't require sirtut, so it's not nitan. It's not roy for sirtut. Okay, whatever it is, that's the Rashash's teretz. But Reb Kiva Eger didn't hold of this new chiddush of roy l'sirtut. So Reb Kiva Eger is just asking a pasha kasha. According to Tosis and Saita, that holds you can be m'sertit afterwards. So be m'sertit there in the Gemara Menachos and everything, and a hunky dory, and everything's kosher. And that's why I need the din of Malam Kodesh. Let me read it. And I didn't have the din of sirtut. Rabbi says something weird is going on here. There's something missing from this entire sugya. The way we began this sugya, Rabbi Say, was the way everyone and all the Rishayim are approaching this sugya. What is this halacha l'mosh misina that makes mezuzah unique? Why do you need this additional halach l'mosh misinai to tell me that mezuzah needs sirtut? Doesn't Torah need sirtut? Doesn't words in my notebook need sirtut? Any igeres l'drasha need sirtut? So the Ramban at his mahalach. The Rambeinu Tam as his mahalach. Comes along with Rav Eger and Shubas and he says, I have a new mahalach. And it's based on a Mordechai. The Mordechai raises the following shiloh. It's a classic. When I see this Mordechai, I saw this Reb Kiva Eger, I thought about all of you guys in Shana'av. Why? Because you guys all, when the parents take you out for Shabbos, right? So you all get the, you know, the inval chveis, the cards to get into the door, right? Well, where do we stay these days?
And then Inval
is popular. It was for certain crowds. Yeah, is that right? So where else? Where would you say the Citadel or the or the Waldorf? That's a Shivish and French. Yeah, exactly.
The Airbnb type of guys.
That's not okay for an Airbnb. Yeah. There you have a combination. Yeah, okay. Kevra, so what do you do? So what does the classic yeshiva guy come in, right? He takes his Ma'alim Mekodesh V'loy Meridin, right? So you have to use your electric Cree, and that's what's going to be the underliner in your Svarim, right?
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about, no? And with the what? With the lead pencil. I don't write in pen.
.2.
I don't write .2, right? So my not good, like as if it's achievement tests, right? No pen. Where do these rules come from, Rabbi? Who made up these rules? I don't know. My Gemaras, when I was your age, I wrote in pen. That thing looked as sloppy as anything. Every horror in pen. And my father used to say, write in pen. If you don't think it's right, don't write it down. So, you got the card on you. Good, excellent. Chevra, where did this all come from? It came from a Mordechai. Zok to Mordechai wants to know, let's say you use a lead pencil for sirtut. Deal. Use a lead pencil. You went out for Shabbos, you got him back to yeshiva, and you want to know, can I be mesartet maise for Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah, whatever it is, can I be mesartet with a lead pencil? Why not? What's the problem? Zok to Mordechai, because this is not lasting. It's a sirtut she'ena l'kiyuma. So do I need a sirtut that what, Rabbi Yisai, raises the Mordechai? That it has a chritz? What's a chritz? A chritz is an etched. It's a furrow, but not a furrow in your sefer. It's a ditch inside. Like someone should write a book of like literal translation on one of these cards. You make a furrow in the sefer. No, you make an etch. You etch a line that it's engraved. A line of sirtut, or it's enough to have a line. A line there. Zok from Kiva Eger. Ah, that's when Mordechai raises the possibility. You know what I can do with this Mordechai, Zok from Kiva Eger? I can answer all the Rishonim's kasha. I don't need the Ramban, I don't need the Rabbeinu Tam, I don't need anyone else. Zok from Kiva Eger. Perhaps in Kol HaTorah Kulo, in Rabbi Yitzchak and Gittin Adavov Mebeis, Be'etz and what? You could be Mesartei with Bril. With the number 2 pencil. With the with a big lead guy. Oh, I don't even know. I don't know what it is. You can be mesarte with a lead pencil. Oh, you can be mesarte. This is kosher for everything. Say for Torah, for Rav Yitzchak, for all of Divrei Torah. Big, 0.7 millimeters, HB number 2, Zok to Mordechai. It's good. Now I just need my inbound card. Sagamore, Miami is a hotel in Miami.
Yeah.
Sagamore, Miami Beach. This is serious. Serious Malin Bekoidis. Chevre. Ah, now you want to know what do I need Halacha Moshe B'Sinai for? Oh, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Mezuzah is unique. Gemara Menachah Islamic Beis. What's Mezuzah unique for? You need real Sirtot. Not Shura El Yoino versus Kol Shura V'Shura. Not that I thought mezuzah was out, like the Ramban. Soktem Kiveger, a new teretz, a new mahalach. What's the new mahalach? Sirtut L'Kiyum and Sirtut She'eino L'Kiyum. And Rabbi Kiveger raises the possibility of halacha. That perhaps, maybe if you're mesarte beforehand and then you're mesarte the better Kiyum afterwards, maybe it will be off. The new teretz to the Rishonim's Kasha, that it's fascinating that Rabbi Kiveh Eger makes up I'll pee the Mordechai's Chiddush.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so the answer is that it's
by mezuzah, you need etches.
Yeah.
You need chritzen. You need lekiyam adover. That's the additional halacha Moshe B'Sinai. By Rabbi Yitzchak's din, by Kol HaTorah Kula, maybe I could use a bdil. Maybe I could use a Bluestein's pencil. Good.
Is there a difference between Sirtut and pencil in terms of like beauty or
readability? No. It's Kiyum. That's all he says. Kiyum. It's going to fade. It's going to fade.
Is that why there's also a lot of Moshe B'Sinai by Sefer Torah?
What?
Is that why there's also a lot of Moshe B'Sinai by Sefer Torah?
No.
Is there?
No.
Yeah, Rashi said.
Rashi said there's halacha Moshe B'Sinai by Sefer Torah, but even within that world, there was an additional halacha Moshe B'Sinai by mezuzah that the Gemara Menachos presents. Meaning, it's a good kasha that I don't fully have a teretz to, I'm going to be honest to. I was talking to someone about this in the Beis Medrash. What is the mucker for Rabbi Yitzchak? Where is the source? So Rashi held that there was a halacha Moshe B'Sinai also by Sefer Torah. If you apply it to Sefer Torah, if you apply it to, so there is some sort of other source. But there is something that's singled out and it's unique about mezuzah. That the Gemara Menachos says, mezuzah tzricha sirtut. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, means the heavier sirtut, the lengthy sirtut. According to Rabban, it means that the original source, whatever that source was insufficient. Even if it was halacha Moshe B'Sinai, I need an additional halacha Moshe B'Sinai by mezuzah. So that's what's going on over here. Rabbi, yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara itself say that the Yitzchak was halacha Moshe B'Sinai?
Gemara says. Gemara. No, it's a good point. Most of the time, Gemara means Halach Moshe B'Sinai. The Rav Shakta likes to quote that there's an etziv. This is a very good ha'ara for other sugyas. When the Gemara says Gemara Gemiri, it's one of two possibilities. An etziv writes in She'iltas. It's either Halach Moshe B'Sinai. It's usually the way we translate it. But then etziv thinks that it might also be a Masaira. Not necessarily from Halach Moshe B'Sinai, which could be Miyashiv other kashas that the Netziv is working on anywhere. It's not clear cut, but yeah, you're right. It seems like there was some original Halach Moshe B'Sinai that, but clearly, like even look at the Lashon of the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara doesn't say Gemara by Mezuzah. The Gemara says in Hilchasa. That's for sure Halach Moshe B'Sinai. So there's something singled out by Mezuzah. It could be what Ian's saying is right, that there was a fundamental halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but mezuzah needed an additional halacha Moshe B'Sinai, which is what the Rishonim were working on. Good. Yeah.
So according to all the Rishonim, all the other people we've seen, that you wouldn't, doesn't make a difference whether you're making a charetz or using a lead pencil, but according to the Ramban says the reason for a sartit is so that you don't mess up and you don't...
So maybe the Ramban holds befit, maybe the Ramban held as a dover pashit that lead wouldn't work.
Yeah, because it was a race.
Yeah, I'm asking. It was only Rav Mordechai that raised this decision. Rabbi Isai, I'm not only bringing this Rav Kiveh Eger because it's a fascinating new teretz. I believe that this Rav Kiveh Eger is the mafteach for the entire sugya. I think Rabbi Kiveh Eger himself, although he left us hanging with some kashas on a Tosis and Saita. I think Rikvi Eger was possibly introducing to us something that I'm not even sure he had intentions for. But this led the Gedolei Yisrael. I'm saying everyone, Rabbi said, the Rosh Yeshivas, you're talking about Rav Kolevsky, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav Pomeranchik, the Eimei Bracha. Everyone pretty much says very similar Torah here. I didn't even put it on the Maamar Koimis. I'm gonna try to explain to you the Torah that they have over here, which is the Yisayid and Sirtet, a Brisker Vart. But the Brisker Vart, it came out in Brisk in terms of its glot presentation, but I believe that this Brisker Vart, if it already had its seedings and already was planted in the words of the Reb Kiva Eger. Because I want to ask you the following question. Why? Why would one be able to be led Shvach HaMaisis with the hotel card? And why would one need Kiyam, Rabbi Say? Yeah, John.
I don't have an answer fully.
Okay.
But you could say that there's different purposes to what it is.
Excellent. Perhaps what Jonah's saying is that I can entertain a possibility that deal and lead pencil and a shvach hasirtut would be okay, and perhaps this is exactly the suffix that the Mordechai had. If it's what? What purpose would that be, Jonah?
Just to straight lines.
Make sure you write it down correctly.
And how would I say that in Hebrew? Hachono l'ksav. Means I want to be mechin myself that the ksav should be written in a normal way. And at the time of ksiva, I need what? Sirtut. But as long as I had that at the time of ksiva, and I had something that would be straight in that matzav, I was mechin my ksav, perhaps that is the fulfillment of sirtut. It's a din in ksiva. It's achon al ksav. Masha'en kein raboisai. On the tzad of the other Rishonim, like Ezra was saying, was another pasha to everyone. That what? That you can't use lead. That it has to be lasting. That there has to be something that's apparent and that's recognized and nikres, as the Ramban says, kriya. When you open up the Sefer Torah, that what? The sirtut is there. It's not just achon in the maisik sive, but rather what? Perhaps it's mashlim the shame sefer. It's aloha that there has to be a certain tzura. There has to be a sefer, Torah, that's not only words, it's not only klaf, it's not only gvilin, it's not only parchment, but it's what? It's mesurotetin. That is the way a sefer Torah presents its tzuras ha-sefer. If that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, if it's halacha in tzuras ha-sefer, so then what? Avade and avade, that has to be something that's lasting. That has to be something that's etched. That has to be something that has a kiyum ledover. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, perhaps that is goof of the chiluk in the mezuzah versus everything else, and that's why you need the halacha in Shri Sinai above and beyond everything else. And if I would break that down into lumdisha terms, I would say, perhaps all other dinim have a din sirtut of hachono l'ksav, whereas mezuzah needs to look like a sefer. The other rishonim would help davar pasha that has to look like a sefer, like Ezra pointed out. Ooh, interesting. Why is this interesting, Rabbi Say? Because now, I just learned two dimensions of sirtut. I didn't only just explain away like the Rishonim, why do I know an halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Why wouldn't I have known anyways from the original halacha Moshe B'Sinai of our Gemara? Why is it just... No. Now I'm getting very specific, Rabbi Yisai. Now I'm telling you what? There's two halachas in sirtut. In Kain, Rabbi Yisai. Perhaps one could suggest the following mahalach. Perhaps Rashi could read a Gemara in Menachos and I could have two Mekoiris for the dinner of Sirtut. is Akasha. Kosav Aligeris, Rashi, you kidding me? You're telling me that this is the din of Sirta and you're learning it from Gzeira Shoveh? You just told me 10 seconds ago that it's Allah Moshe Mishinai. This is ridiculous. What if I would tell you like this? Yeah. If I would have only had Gzeira Shoveh, so then I would have known the din of what? Of Sefer. It has to be Dum Yad Sefer Torah. But how do I know that you have the added din of Hachana L'Ksav? What do you mean, Rabbi? Didn't you just tell me that Hachana L'Ksav is weaker and could even use lead and is less than the din Sefer? Shouldn't it be the opposite? Once I have one, I know the other? Well, let me ask you the following situation. What happens if a person wants to put in the sirtut after he writes it? Whoa! Where did I get such an idea? Taisus insight. What happens if at the Shas Ksive I never what had any sirtut? But now, la'achar kechlois hakol, what? I make sure that it's going to be misuratatin. Toisvis is not sure whether or not that's kosher. What's Toisvis Sofik? Now I just explained Toisvis Sofik. Toisvis wants to know, is Sirtat Adin and Hachana L'Ksav? And therefore, Memele, if at the time of Ksiva, you didn't have Sirtat, so then you missed the boat on Sirtat? Or is the Halacha in Sirtat just a presentation of the Sefer? And if that's the case, so Toisus and Saita raised the possibility, perhaps I could be Misartit afterwards. Imkein Rabbi Sai, perhaps Rashi needed two separate Makairis to answer Toisus Kasha. For how do I know the source of Sirtut? Because there are two separate dinim of Sirtut. There's one din of Sirtut for Hachon Aleksav, and there's one din of Sirtut for presenting the Shem Sefer. And I don't know one without the other, and they're going to be chumras on both studin. If I don't have sirtut at the time of ksiva, so it's going to be lacking in the did sirtut, right? And that's the halacha moshe b'sinai mezuzah, that you need the sirtut b'shas ksiva. But also, I'm going to have a chumra in the opposite end, that lead pencil and fading away sirtut is not necessarily going to be kosher, because it's not lasting, and it's missing in the shame sefer. So I need two distinct mekairis to teach me both of these elements of sirtut. And Rashi on the same daf could hold that on the one end I need a hilchasa that tzarach sirtut, but maybe if I would only have that halacha moshe mishinai, maybe I would only thought that it's achon l'ksav, and maybe I could use a lead pencil like the Mordechai. How do I know that it needs to be lasting, that it has to be dum yudeh sefer? That's a gzeira shoveh. That's kosav alegeris. Toisus didn't entertain this possibility. You want to know why Toisus didn't entertain this possibility? Because Toisus never entertained the Mordechai Shita. Toisus never entertained that the Halacha Moshe Mishinai was coming to tell you two types of Sirtut. Toisus held the answer to the Kasha starts on day 1 or 1 of our Sugya, Rabbi Isai. And Toisus held that what? The Halacha Moshe Mishinai was telling you what? Sirtut, I'll call Shura v'Shura. Toisus never bought into this Lomdis. Now we understand Toisus in Saita. Now we can take Rav Kiva Eger's Lomdis and answer Rav Kiva Eger's Kasha on Toisus and Soita. Why? What the Gemara say, Rabbi Isai? Tfilin Shebalu Sefer Torah Shebalah. You have a worn out tfilin, you have a worn out Sefer Torah. And the Gemara says, the reason why it's possible, it's because Malam Mekoydesh Vein my reading. Frak the Gemara, why don't you just say because Mezuzah needs Sirtut? And for the Gemara, it's Machlokes Tanoim. Frak the Kiva Eger, if Toisus and Soita is right, that you can be Mesartit afterwards, so why don't the Gemara entertain that possibility? We're talking about a situation where the Balabas is Mesartid afterwards, or the Sofer is Mesartid afterwards. Great Kasha. What's the answer to the Kasha?
Mesartid afterwards.
Correct. Tosis is only one
What's the answer to the kasha, Rabbi Yisrael? You can't be misarted to the kasha because of what? Because there's a halachos. Because there's another element of sirtut. Rukiv Yeager, you don't have a raya against Tosis and Saita. Mezuzah is unique. That mezuzah has a what? Has a hilchasa. Has a halacha Moshe Mesinai. You're right. There was a din in Kol Tarakula that a sefer needs to look mesurtot. But how do I know what? That mezuzah, in addition to that, what? That you need hachana liksav. So if you need hachana liksav, and that was the added chiddush of the hilchasa, then mezuzah needs sirtut, Rabbi Yisai. If that's the added chiddush, then what?
You can't answer Gemara in Sait. You can't answer Gemara in Menachis like Tosis in Sait. Reb Kivi Eger's kasha falls. What was Reb Kivi Eger's kasha, Rabbeisa? If Tosis in Sait is right that Sirtud works afterwards, so why didn't the Gemara in Menachis entertain that possibility? Why didn't the Gemara say that the reason why this is only totally on Malam Mekodesh Ve'emai Ridin and not because of Sirtud is because we're talking about a case where the Sefer was misaited afterwards? The answer is because Reb Kivi Eger was assuming there's only one halacha of sirtut. But if you understand that the nature of the halacha of Moshe Sinai and the pshat in the Rashi of two makaris was teaching you the added dimension that sirtut is not only in the tzuras asefer in the way it looks at the end of the day in the lasting effect, but sirtut means hachona liksav at the time of tziva I have to write in a certain way. So then what? Then this is possible for mezuzah. Then you can't use a Tosis in Saito. It's not only insufficient for it to look mesurtut afterwards. You need that it was written with sirtut. Hachon l'ksav, that was an added halacha b'shvisina. That was the hilchasa. Myridik. Tosis in Saito raised that possibility where? By sefer. By Saito. Not by mezuzah. These two dinim are goof for the Teretz on Reb Kivi Eger's kasha. Exactly the way Rabbi said, what were we just miyashiv? The way we're miyashiv, Rashi, in two limudim, the way we're miyashiv now, Megillas, Tosis in, Saita. I don't know how this is helpful enough. But just my wife, my daughter, maybe self-conscious that I don't write on the board, so I started doing it. So it's going to answer all the terutzim, Rabbi say. It's all one full mahalach. This is a sheer klali. This is a sheer klali with four terutzim, boom, just knocks him down. Boom, boom, boom. That's the yisoid. And the mele, Rabbi say, now that's the yisoid, that's the teretz, the rishonim's kasha. Why do you need an additional halacha l'moshe Sinai? When it comes to mezuzah, it's true. You could have all these different mahalchim, but there could be underlying it all two separate din. There could be a din of a kiyum of a tzuras ha-sefer, and there could be a din of hachana l'ksav that mezuzah has above and beyond everything else. So it could be that when we put all of this together, Rabbi Yisai, the Tosis in Saita, the Tosis in Menachos, the Rashi's, and everything together, so we have another, a fourth mahalach in understanding these two halachos Moshe Sinai, or these two makaris, wherever they are, that mezuzah is unique, needing halachos Moshe Sinai above and beyond the regular source of Rabbi Yitzchak in our city. Yeah, Jeremy.
Didn't the whole two makaris thing come from Rashi, and now we're using it to answer Akasha on Tosfos?
Yeah. Tosfos in Saita.
It's different. It's meaning Tosos elsewhere would disagree with this?
Or Rabbeinu Tam by us would disagree with this, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So the extra thing that mezuzah gets is hachana l'chsav?
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting, yeah.
So everyone needs a sefer?
You would have had the din of sefer. That's what we were saying in Rashi. Kosval egeres, where it's not even looking like a sefer. So that's one of that from another din. And afterwards, it has to be mesurta. So we're adding halacha l'moshe Sinai. We're adding halacha l'moshe. I don't know everyone. No, the Ramban will.
Every like a sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah also, yeah. They're not. Like, they're not. The only Rabbeinu Tam is differentiating between a sefer Torah. Everyone else holds the sefer Torah has sirta. Yeah. different. Tom holds not.
But I mean, extra special thing is that mezuzah needs a chana like tzav.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, Ian.
So why is Tosos suffix in Soto? Should we not say that it works?
I'm explaining that side of the suffix.
The side of
yeah,
the word.
Yeah. It could be that this kufa was his suffix. Maybe.
I mean, if he held the two dinim, then he would say that Pashut, it works. If you do it afterwards, because all the Soto needs is the. Doesn't have the special
right.
So all of the need
right. Unless that was good for the suffix, maybe Saito also needs Hachana Luxav. Maybe. I mean, maybe that was the suffix. But I'm just working on the tzad that it could work, which Reb Kiveger didn't even entertain that possibility.
But what did Reb Tosos get a Hachana Luxav from for Sophia?
Meaning, according to this Vart, you would need a mucker for that, right? Maybe he holds all of classic Sirtut is Hachana Luxav. Maybe the Chakir is not true. Yeah. Maybe that was always the din. It always had to be made. Maybe I presented Tut Stadim. Maybe Tosfos says, I'm not even sure that there are Tut Stadim. These are my Safek. Yeah. Jonah, you had a question? Okay, Rabbi Isai. I think that pretty much wraps up this Sugya. Chazadis, a very important Yusidistic alumnus for Sirtut. We didn't, because I'm trying to move, everybody say, we weren't aimed on a brisker rav that was Nogea for Megillah Esther at the end of Taisus. Might be Kedai, if you have time. It's a brisker rav in Hilchos Megillah. I'm not going to talk about it because it would just answer Taisus Kasha. Why didn't Rashi learn all of the dinim, even Sirtut, from the other dinim that learn that a Megillah needs a certain thread and certain halachas that are similar to Sefer Torah? So Taisus says, if Megillah Esther was Dimya the Sefer Torah, so then you should have learned there was Makaris there. Briskarov had a nice mahalach on that. I already think the Yusayt of the Briskarov is in the Ramban that we already saw. He writes like that, but it's for another time. I want to go on, Rabbi Isai. The next year, we're really just going to handle a few different ha'aras in the Gemara Vayter. It's not a long sugya. It's just a few different nekudas that come out of the next sugya. Some nekudas that we discuss, Rabbi Isai, there's some very important. This is a raya that everyone in Shas is Yesodistic. Very important Yesodis and glimpses into major sugyas that come out, and then you got it to the next sugya. Then Amir Tzeshem, Rabbi Isai, I hope before I even leave, I hope to get, if I can, we'll see how long this takes, I hope to get to the top places, which is Shas Taisus, Rabbi Isai. A lot. It's in it. It seems like an Agadat Tikasugya. All these Gemaras seem like Agadat Tikasugyas, but there's Yusaitis that are buried beneath all these Gemaras. But those are going to be shorter Sugyas.